Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. No lunch rush today because we wanted to bring Tanner Schwint in.
I can rush for lunch real quick if you want me to.
Yeah, well, it'd be great. Well, we had burritos this morning, though, so I'm not really hungry. Tom, don't call me. Tommy Shaw brought some burritos in, so that was fantastic.
They were delicious.
Yeah, a lot of listeners are doing that nowadays.
It's fantastic.
Well, they bring them to you guys, and then we get to pick off of them.
It's incredible.
No hooligans ever bring me crap. Nobody brings me anything. You guys are like, here's a burrito and a donut, and you got, like, cucumbers last year, bro. Somebody brought in cucumbers.
Zucchini, yeah.
Whatever. Zucchini. Same thing.
No, that's slightly different.
Yeah, but they brought them in.
They do.
And you just...
That's because Brian tells them when they're in they need to bring us something.
Well, you get listeners that just bring stuff.
That is true. I don't know, man. People like us. I don't know.
People won't bring me anything.
Have you asked? No. Have you openly asked?
Bring me a burrito.
Now let the universe work its magic.
Yeah, let the universe work its magic. Tanner Schwint in studio here. Now the voice of Preps Baseball.
Yeah.
Got a big one coming up today. Susan and Cheryl are going to be out there today. No smoking at the park, though. Not like last time. That was embarrassing.
By the way, you upset Coach Bruce Dick because he didn't hear about these burritos when he got here, so I'm getting that text right now as we're on air. So,
Matt Johnson took one. I gave it to Matt.
We're just trying to ensure he didn't transfer.
Right.
Oh, wait, his eligibility's done.
Dang it, we wasted the burrito.
Dang.
Should have given it to Dalton.
Maybe you would have said
that. Would have kept him.
Sorry, I didn't mean to distract you. That distracted me. Coach Dick texting and saying burritos, ?
Sorry, Bruce.
No, we do have a big one today. We've got a really fun one. Northridge and University is our A1 Organics Game of the Week. And we're doing it differently this year. We're doing fan vote. And, we say on air that this is to get the fans involved. It's really just so people stop yelling at me for picking the games that we've picked in the past and where we're going. We're putting it on the fans so people stop yelling at me about this one thing. Too much eating. They win. They're going to win another state championship this year.
Already.
Really? They've got a guy, Walker Martin, from Proactive Physical. His dad is at Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. He's projected to be a number one first-round draft pick in the MLB draft.
Wow.
Right? They've got Tate Smith, who's projected in the fourth round. I mean, it's just insane what they've got going on over there.
So Walker's fan, like mom and dad, like they were collegiate players,
yeah,
weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Daryl and Sarah were. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just in the genes. Yeah. Plus, Eaton's good at baseball.
Yeah, very good.
Got a lot of good things working for that kid.
Yeah, for sure he does. He's going to be a shortstop. It's incredible. Eaton's going to be really good. But, University, this is the comparison that I've been making on some of the programs, is University is like any of the greats that played at the same time Michael Jordan played. They're really good, and in any other time period, they would have dominated, and they would have won a lot of state championships, but they just happen to be playing at the same time Michael Jordan's playing. They just happen to be really good when Eaton is just ridiculously good.
So Northern Colorado's full of a bunch of John Stocktons.
Yeah, right now.
Saying.
Right. And Michael Jordan.
You got Michael Jordan up north, and then the rest is just a bunch of John Stocktons.
Yes, that's exactly right.
There
and but University, could this be the year that Casey Miller and his club break through and dethrone the quote unquote Michael Jordan? Possibly. It starts today with they're undefeated to start the year. They're 4-0 to start the year, and they take on Northridge today at 3:30. Our Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame starts at 3:30 with our J9 Agency's first pitch at 4:00 today. It'll be myself and Mike Danson. I've got a couple of color commentators that are going to rotate through with me this year with Coach Bruce Dick and Mike Danson. And jumping in doing some baseball with me. So I'm excited. You know this, my love for the Rockies. I have a little bit, I've got the same philosophy as Micah does with the Broncos, with the Rockies, just because they're never going to lose, right? And I deep down know they're going to lose.
At least with the Broncos, they have a history of at least proving Micah right sometimes.
Yeah. It's a really toxic relationship with the Rockies.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I tell him I'm leaving for the last time.
Didn't they get somebody?
Jurickson Profar.
Yeah,
which is actually a really...
That's not bad.
I know it doesn't seem like the sexy signing, but...
Actually, it's a pretty good signing.
He's a switch-hitting left fielder, right? So the Rockies have needed that, but I'm in a very toxic relationship with him. It's like I tell him I'm leaving them for the last time, and then I leave, and they hit me with that at 2 a.m. You up text?
Yes,
I am.
Yes,
I will come running back to you.
You are that guy.
I am that.
You can evaluate everybody else, but for the Rockies,
I've got a little bit of a blind spot.
But then you quickly get over that, and you're like, never mind, they're going to win today.
I've got a blind spot for the Rockies, and it's not good for me. It's not good for me or my FanDuel. But
well, at least you'll be watching some fun baseball today.
We'll have some good baseball. We'll have some good baseball in April and May. I know that the prep scene is loaded up here. And so we'll have the Game of the Week vote up every single Sunday for you guys to vote on and decide upon. So that'll be up. It'll be on all of our Twitter, our Instagram, hopefully back on Facebook before too long. But it's just at KFA.
Facebook's still giving you troubles, huh?
Still not. Can't get back in there. Some guy out of New York.
You guys both had some issues this week.
You get logged out, too? Did you get hacked?
I got an account hacked. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Your story is really weird.
Yeah, I had an Amazon account hacked, and
that's
somebody made a $500 purchase on my account without my permission.
Did you get a hold of it? Was Amazon supportive?
Like, Amazon was not. My bank, however, was.
Good.
But
able to reimburse
the kicker
me.
Of all this.
The kicker is, so the hacker got into my account, changed my email that's associated with it, placed an order so that I wouldn't get an order confirmation,
right?
But had it delivered to my house.
They screwed up, didn't put the address.
What was it?
It was a memory card for a computer.
I was like, couldn't it be something cool?
And my sister's like, what do you mean? I found it on Amazon for like $40. I'm like, somebody spent $500 on this thing, so...
So I've
so now
this,
he has it.
I have it.
Good. Well, can you sell it on Amazon for $500?
I'm done with Amazon.
Yeah. No. As you should.
I'm trying to sell it for like half price and see what I can.
Why would they order? Did they just forgot to put the address, or maybe they didn't save it when they wrote in
the
new address?
I'm gonna guess that they just needed the shipping address to like make a purchase, and then they hacked it on the back end and made it worth more.
Right.
For some reason, I think, and had.
Well, and then the weirdest thing is that when I go in to look at the order. It's not there.
Yeah.
But no, you have it.
That was the thing that happened with me on my Facebook was that I saw, are you trying to log in from New York? I'm like, no. So I'm in the process of changing my password. And I hit submit. They had changed the email address that was on there, and I got it changed back to mine. At that point, I locked the hacker out. But before I got that done, the hacker went in and turned on the two-step authentication. And Facebook, in all their brilliance, has put in an encryption code. So... you can set up where you only receive encrypted messages. And I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but I don't know how to open encrypted messages. And I actually had the owner of the station, Damon, look at it too. We can't figure it out.
So you're just going to have to start from scratch?
Maybe. So I will actually be one of those, because you always get friend requests from people that are like, don't friend it. If you get a friend request from me, it's actually me. Just add me back. And the other one's just dormant now. The old Tanner's
dead. I love
dead.
That whenever that happens and someone posts, it's my thing that I do to everybody. They'll say, hey, I've been hacked. Don't accept friend requests. And I write back every time.
How do I know it's you?
How do I know this is you? And how do we know this is the real
it's hilarious.
You?
Kills every time.
Kills 40% of the time now. Killed 100% for a while. Starting to get stale, but yeah, still funny every time.
Go visit all the KFK Preps Radio social media accounts, and you can vote for the Game of the Weeks on there. I'm looking forward to it, man. It's been a minute since I've been out at some of these games, and really looking forward. This is actually how I started at KFK 7 years ago, was going out to these games as a color analyst, and now really excited to get back. And there is something, I know you don't necessarily agree with me. There's something magical about baseball, and I fell in love with the
it's
game.
Not that I disagree. It's just not as magical as the 18 other sports,
but it's,
that I like to talk
and
about.
That's where we disagree, because it's like the belief in Santa Claus. It still shines in me, and you're like, nah, it's not real.
No, I like baseball.
You believe in Santa when you need to.
Yes.
I always
it's
do.
Not that
if you
I
don't believe, you don't get presents.
Baseball can be fun. It's just it's a slower game. Now, they're working on it now. I don't know how you're going to officiate this. They've changed even, made a few edits.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's not that I don't like the sport. I do like the sport. It's just not as good as football.
Did you watch the World Baseball Classic at all?
I did not watch that.
It was phenomenal. And I know Angel didn't either. But it was...
Why do I want to watch that? Has nothing to do with the regular season. Has nothing to do with Major League Baseball's regular season. Barely.
You don't watch the Olympics?
If I watch the Olympics, it's sports that I don't watch ever.
You don't. So
like
you don't
suddenly
watch...
I'm watching swimming and curling.
You don't
I'm not going to watch
the
it.
NBA USA team?
Not really. Not into it. Just doesn't do it for me.
I like
the NBA because I like the NBA title. I like the quest to win an NBA title. You know, it's why I have a hard time with the XFL. We're not fighting for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I haven't seen a XFL game since week two. But this is what's cool about this is that this really spreads the game of baseball to a universal level. 97.6% of all TVs in Japan. We're on that game, on the championship
game.
Good
for them. It doesn't do anything.
That helps grow the game because you start to get more of these, the Shohei Ohtanis. Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player of all time.
He's only been doing it for 5 years.
Doesn't matter. Does not matter. There's never been another player in the league.
He gets hurt
ever.
Today. He's the greatest player yes. of all time.
Plain and simple. Plain and simple.
Part of being the greatest player of all time is durability.
No.
So we got to see if he does it for 10 years.
Not when he's doing what he's doing.
He doesn't have a ring either.
That doesn't not matter. That does
he's
not.
He's very, very good. He's probably the best player in baseball, but he's not the best of all time.
It doesn't matter for Todd Helton. It doesn't matter for Shohei.
At least I'm consistent. But no, it does not matter with Shohei Ohtani. A guy that went in and averaged a .467 batting
all
average.
All amazing numbers, but you got to do it over and over and over and over and over, and over again.
There's nobody else who's ever been able to do it.
So is Joker the best player ever in the
no,
NBA?
No, because people have done it.
Not what
just
he
not
did.
At that level, right? People have done it. People have averaged triple doubles in a regular season. Nobody has ever done what Shohei Ohtani's doing. To go from batting and playing in the field to being one of the most elite pitchers.
I agree, but nobody's ever done it. He's the greatest of all time yet.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Absolutely, you can get there already with what he's doing.
I think standards are different for baseball than they are for anything else.
No, because this is a unit. Like, if it's so hard in baseball to judge it. The same that you judge anything else. Because pitchers are different, right, than hitters. This guy does them both at an elite level. An elite level. There's nobody who's ever done it.
But he hasn't done it for that long. 5 years?
To the fact that he's done it for 5 years when nobody in this long history of baseball...
But has he done it for 5 years? Did he do it his first year?
He was doing both. Now, was he
no,
at the elite level?
Numbers that great.
It does. Even
so you're giving me
average.
2 years of eliteness is making you...
He's
the best player ever.
If he had Kyle Freeland numbers... And Charlie Blackmon numbers for some Rockies. If he had average numbers doing it, he would still be a top 10 of all time.
Two seasons of that.
It does not matter.
So you're going to go 2 seasons of that puts him in the same cat above
everybody
above
else.
Above all of the greatest baseball players
above
of all time.
Everybody else.
I don't
it's Shohei Ohtani.
I don't know about
it
you.
It is absolutely Shohei Ohtani.
I agree that he could get there, but he's not the greatest player of all time yet.
But the fact that nobody has ever done it, and even if it is 2 years, if you just want to use 2 years, he's done it for 2 full years, and nobody's ever done it in a single season. Nobody's done it for a 5-game stretch. It doesn't matter. This is a unicorn. You talk about Nikola Jokic being a unicorn. Shohei Ohtani's a unicorn. Nobody comes in.
I agree that he's a unicorn, but you got to do it longer before I'm going to say you're the best of all time. Yes.
Nobody is. Nobody in the history of baseball. Everybody goes back to it. Babe Ruth.
Willie Mays.
They were throwing 60 mph. How was Willie Mays' pitching stats like? That's right. He never pitched. He's an elite pitcher and an elite hitter.
So Terrell Davis isn't a Hall of Fame player because he didn't play quarterback?
That's what I'm saying. He's setting the standard, a new bar, because he's doing both. Mm. That'd be like Terrell Davis.
I agree that that's amazing.
That would be Terrell Davis being a Pro Bowl running back, flipping over and being a Pro Bowl safety in the same year.
Right.
Nobody has ever done that. That's how good he is.
Baseball, you can play offense and defense. Everybody has to do that in baseball.
Not now with the designated hitter, and that's not something. And we've never go and look up the highest average of a MLB pitcher before, because it's nothing. We've never seen a pitcher hit like this.
Agree with you on all of the greatness that he's about, but you can't just have 2 years of greatness.
He's been in the league for 5 years,
but he hasn't done it for 5 years.
Nobody has ever done
anything close to this. We weren't talking about him 2 years ago.
Oh yes,
not like this.
Absolutely. Well, because the game of baseball takes a long time for people to start paying attention to it. It was going on. People just
his numbers were that good 2 years ago?
No, not that good.
But that's what I'm saying.
Not that good. But
you can't do 2 years.
But that's what I'm
like.
Saying. He would have been a starting. He would have been an ace even 3-4 years ago for the Rockies, right?
Well, Angel could be an ace for the Rockies. My grandma tried out.
So
barely
looking
missed.
At the highest batting average per pitcher in the DH era, the most recent was 2013 with Zach Greinke. He is number 7. All-time leader is Orel Hershiser?
Or Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, whatever. .356 average.
Right, and that was in 18 what?
That was 1993.
Orel Hershiser was in 1993?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's going to be the same. I think we might be back to where the Rockies' first game was. I don't believe that to be accurate.
B-Rad says he also says he has a soft spot for the Rockies and assumes they'll win every day. So Shohei Ohtani is the best player of all time. SMH.
Shake my head.
I thought it was so much hate.
That could work.
I thought that's what it was.
The Rockies, listen.
Shake my head now.
Shake
write
my
that
head.
Down, man.
Okay.
What did we learn today? Lock that away.
The Rockies, they're over under 62 games?
Mm-hmm. No, don't. Stop. Stop it.
That's six games worse than what they were. I said they were going to make the playoffs last year. There's no way they make
it's
the playoffs.
It's okay to not be okay.
They're going to win at least 63 this year.
This is an intervention.
They're going to win at least 63.
This is the real reason we brought you in.
They're going to win at least 63 this year.
Angel, bring the cupcakes in. coffee.
For what?
For your intervention.
Of the Rockies?
Yeah. It's
Am
not
I
your
crazy
fault.
For kind of thinking that?
Yeah, you're both crazy.
Like they're going to get
for
over 63?
They're not. What's good about this team?
We're expecting the absolute worst for this team right now, and yeah. I'm actually thinking this team might be pretty solid.
Oh, no. I have trained you poorly.
Well, because all of our expectations are so low.
You
lower the expectations right? to the what? Bare minimum, so anything they do is
Dick
like,
Montfort's woo. Just been doing reverse
What's
psychology,
What's better
man.
This year than last year?
Chris Bryant. His bat is going to be in the lineup consistently.
Is
He's
it?
Healthy.
He's healthy on all accounts right now. He's healthy on all accounts. And you got Ezekiel Tovar at shortstop, which he's starting his career off. He's going to be he's
You've got
remember the last
back.
Rookie shortstop we had?
Yeah, get him
that's
Tanner.
Right. I didn't even see him back there. Tovar is going to be better. The big question mark, you've got Tyler Kinley coming back into the bullpen. Tyler Kinley was an all-star before he went down.
Wasn't Daniel Bard pretty rough in this Whatever
World Baseball
this was, wasn't he
yeah.
bad?
Yeah, that has a little bit of science to that. Listen, if the over-under was back at 68.5 like it was last year, I would probably lean under. Six games, though, you and I could start an Angel. We could be three players on a team, and if you have anybody decent else on the team, you can win 63 games. I think the Rockies can win the 60. Yeah, you and I could be coming up in the bottom half of the inning. We got 7, 8, 9. We got Brady Holt, Tanner Schwinn, Angel Padilla.
Boy, that
coming
was a
up.
Quick out.
Yeah,
or quick into right. that inning.
Three pitches right down the heart of the plate. We're done, and that us
no, I'm
starting. Yeah. You could throw a bunt down against an MLB
yeah.
pitcher.
You think
just
you could
throw the bat out there and just
close your eyes and pray? It could happen. There's just got to make contact.
Well, when I played baseball, I was nicknamed Target because I got hit by pitch a ton. So I would just get hit by pitch, probably break
99 mile per hour fastball. If
yeah,
it
would hurt,
right now,
but
I
get it to first.
Dude, it would break
have
you
to
in
drag
half.
You to first.
Dude, how skinny he is, it would break you in half, man.
That's fine. That's what helmets and protections for.
Yeah. Those little it's face good, guards.
I'll get to first at some point.
No, I do think the Rockies go over 62.5. They don't contend for a wild card.
Maybe they could.
Like I do think they go over
62.
That.
I mean, you might win 63 games.
Yeah. Remember last year, they came down to the very last end, the last game
oh,
of the regular season.
Oh, to hit their
season.
Over-under?
Yeah.
It was, wasn't it the Dodgers 97 times at the end of the season?
Yes, and the over-under was 68.5. They had to win the last game of the year. That was the most publicly anticipated game for the Rockies all year.
What was the over-under last year?
68.5.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and they
so
ended with 68.
To be worse this year.
Which is insanity to me. And actually, last year was kind of it wasn't odd that the Rockies were bad last year, but the books always have the Rockies projected lower, and they always overperform from where that's at. So they're bad, but they're just not as bad as what everybody thinks they're going to be, which is a win in my book, baby.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's
I'm cool. excited for baseball.
Listen, you're saying I don't like baseball. I do like baseball.
We got a week, right? Next Thursday?
Is next Thursday the first game?
Yeah.
Is well, in April.
The 30th, yep.
Once how's the in, bus looking?
It's getting there.
You got it. You guys doing that?
Again? I don't know.
Yeah,
he's been working on it, but he's
I mean,
been...
there's holes in it and stuff, but it's still on four wheels, and the engine is mostly put together.
Mostly put together.
There's still
it doesn't run on gas anymore. It's on vegetable oil.
Oh, I was gonna say it's an electric.
Yeah. No, you plug it in, it might explode.
It's not built for that.
The other morning, there's a faint smell of tacos in there. Does it actually start next week? Are you positive?
Yeah,
about
next
this?
Thursday. And they're in San Diego for four games.
And April is their month. That's going to be fantastic. April, you'll be
slipping
out.
I will be. 100%.
Well, they'll start 6-2.
I'm
getting really excited.
10-16 in spring training.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They had Kyle Freeland and Daniel Bard with the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. We can all agree
why
on this.
Why is spring training so long?
It's so stupid. They've got split teams.
They play a season before they play a season.
they've got split teams. So they're like, okay, you have her on field three today. You have
it's
her
like
on
little,
field
little
one.
Kids.
Yes. It's like you're playing the JV game, but we might swing you up
why
into the varsity
game. Why do
they play
so? I mean, I get it. Baseball's it's repetition.
I don't know, dude. I think the NBA season's long. The MLB season's
they
really
got San
long.
Diego, starting with, at San Diego. There we go. Four-game series there for the Rockies starting next Thursday.
I would feel more confident in the Rockies if they got swept. As
really?
Weird
oh,
as that
have
sounds.
A bad April or
yeah.
end of March
have
or
a
April.
Horrible April and end of March and then come out in June and just be like, it can't
didn't
get
they
anywhere.
Beat the Dodgers in that first series last year?
They won 2 out of 3, baby.
That was a great start for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the days.
Those were the, yeah. I had City of Greeley Mayor John Gates. We called him. Remember, we didn't even tell him we were putting him on the air. I'm like, call Mayor Gates because he's a huge Dodgers fan. And he answered, and he's like, yeah, I deserve this. And then he came back in at the end of the year as soon as they clinched, and he had his Dodgers hat on. I'm like, yeah, this didn't work for me.
That didn't work out for you.
We got one jab in. But nonetheless, no matter what the Rockies do, we've got great high school baseball action.
I'm looking forward to that. This should be a lot of fun. I know having high school baseball in KFK is such a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad we could bring it. Folks, another season.
And you're going to hear a lot of sponsors out there, man, and we appreciate them because they want to get these kids out on the radio. You know, that's how I got started in at KFK. You guys were broadcasting a couple of my games back in high school, and I was like, that's really cool. And we always wanted to perform when KFK was out there. And so to be able to pass that on to a new generation of kids coming through, it's incredible. But a big shout out to all the sponsors on the Preps Radio side of things that make it happen.
What time do you get started with coverage today?
3:30, the Steamway Florida State pregame show.
Love having high school baseball on the radio throughout the day.
Yes.
I think that's awesome.
I'm excited.
All right, man. Well, good luck to you today.
Thank you.
You know who's playing?
Yes.
You know the players on the team?
Yes.
Got it. That's all you need. Boom.
You know where they're playing?
Still trying to track that one down. Okay. At Northridge High School.
That'll be good. All right, man. Well, appreciate you popping in.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
26 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwintz on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I think that if you are going to have to play Golden State at some point in the playoffs, wouldn't you rather play them now? Because don't you think that they just got better as the playoffs went last year? And Tanner's right about Clay. He hasn't been at his best. They're working on getting Steph going and stuff. Maybe it would be better to catch them in the first round. And if they finish in the third seed, they'd likely see Golden State in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched enough Golden State this year. You see their road record. It's really, really bad.
Yeah.
I have a hard time really believing that number because, you know, there's hardly any teams that are really, really good on the road. Like, the Nuggets just got over 500 again. So the only thing about the Warriors that scares you is their experience and the way that team is set up with Klay and Steph and Draymond Green even and Jordan Poole. They have their guys, and they have the experience in the playoffs, on the road, at home, whichever. And they've been a thorn in the side of the Nuggets for the last couple of years, going back to, you know, 2012, 2013, when they got knocked out of the first round. So I think they'd be motivated against Golden State. Any other team, it may just be, okay, we just got to play them.
Well, Golden State got a big win last night over Dallas, and Mark Cuban's protesting that. Did you see that?
I saw that. He's finding the NBA because they gave him 2 points.
Yep. He's going to protest it. And Curry, you know, again, he's been, after that injury, he's been kind of working back into it. He had 20 points last night. I tell you, the guy that's scary, though, is a wild card, but it is Jordan Poole. I mean, when that guy gets hot...
We saw what he did last year.
He had a game the other day. I don't know who it was against, but he just went off. And when he gets hot, he is lethal. He is dangerous. So that team scares me. But if you're going to play him, maybe now's the time. But they've been, that win against Dallas was huge for them. That was a big win for them in these Western Conference standings as they're trying to climb up. So, I mean, would you rather play? That's the question. I mean, if you're going to play Golden State at some point, you'd rather do it and get it done in the first round. They moved up to the sixth spot right now, or that maybe they maintained that. Dallas is in ninth right now. Can you believe that?
Yeah, so just looking at the play-in scenarios right now, it would be the Timberwolves and the Mavericks, and then the Thunder and the Lakers.
How about OKC hanging in there? I mean, they're just hanging it. They're 500. They got a chance. And could knock out the Lakers. Wouldn't that be something? If it's OKC to do that. Ja Morant, that situation. We'll see how that works with Memphis. But, I just think it's Golden State. They're a terrifying basketball team. They're 4-6 in their last 10, but they're getting...
you don't even want to try it with that team.
You just don't.
Because it could be any given night that they start lighting it up.
In every game I've watched of them, they look like just your the typical Golden State team. But then I'm surprised, actually, when I look at the record, but they've battled injuries. They've battled Steph Curry being down. They've battled a lot of that. And Klay Thompson, you know, he's been getting back. Last year, obviously, he hurt coming into the season. Then he just kept progressing, getting better. He was good in the playoffs. And, you know, now it's still, he's not quite to where he used to be 2 years ago, but he's still getting there. I mean, he's averaging 21 points per game. So he's still, a bad Klay Thompson is still a very good Klay Thompson. 34 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast. And you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
I saw KJ Hamler has to have surgery as well, and he's going to be out for 4 to 6 months, hoping that you can get him back at least by training camp. So, guys trying to get right. Sounds like Cleveland out on Jerry Jeudy now because of what they did yesterday.
Yeah, going after Jets receiver Elijah Moore. We were kind of curious what was going to happen with the Jets because Rodgers had put out his wish list for receivers. The Jets had a couple of guys they would have needed to make space for. So they send Elijah Moore to Cleveland, who was very interested in Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, but I was curious as to what they would give up for him, unless it was a future first-round pick or something. But this is the one that's interesting here. It's not that what I heard yesterday was that the Broncos are not necessarily shopping him. They're hungry for picks. And so they're basically calling teams and they're like, what appeals to you to where we could get your first round pick? Jeudy's name is the guy that comes up.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're not going to be able to trade Hamler with a surgery or anything like that.
No.
So.
And Sutton's just not there anymore. I mean, he's right. Maybe you get a third. Maybe. And that's probably from a team that has multiple thirds that would do that. But
yeah, and I think, Jeudy, you may get a third from him.
See, and the upside is there. His ability is there.
His upside's been there since he got drafted. It only took him 4 years to get to that point.
He still has, you know, he still drops.
And he's not even at his floor yet,
no.
I don't think.
He still drops passes. I mean, he still drops passes, but his athletic ability, his speed, I mean, he could be a Tyreek Hill type of guy if he could catch a little bit better, which, again, I think that would get better. We'll see how would Jeudy work in this new style offense.
Well, how many quarterbacks has he been with since
he's been there? Gosh. Well, didn't he start with Drew Locke? Because Drew did the Twitter thing where he's like, Jerry Jeudy, let's go, and then they were terrible. Who was it after Drew Locke?
I mean, Teddy.
Was it? Yeah, because Drew lost the battle.
Any backup before then.
Yeah. So he's had Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater, and
Russell,
and Russell Wilson.
Rippin.
And Rippin. So, yeah, I mean, for him, that's been kind of tough. It is hard. You know, you want to develop a chemistry. I felt like he and Russ were getting there, though, last year.
Well, especially when your offensive coordinator changes every year, your role changes in the offense, and maybe he was starting to find that a little bit with Hackett towards the end of the year, but now you got to learn Sean Payton offense. If you can't learn it or you don't fit in it, we're going to try to trade you.
Well, that's the thing, man. With his speed and this offense is going to run the ball. They're going to be heavy runners, all this stuff. But then the home run play will be there eventually, and Jerry Jeudy is a home run play kind of guy.
Could he be a Michael Thomas type?
That's probably what they're trying to assess here, because I just they're not in love with the receiving core as a whole. I think Tim Patrick's the only guy that's actually safe. I think they like Jeudy. I
mean, Patrick's coming off an injury, right?
Yeah, he's coming because both, you know, he and Sutton have been battling injuries, but Patrick, of course, was out in training camp last year. But he can block. He's the kind of guy that can dig out safeties. He can get down the field and create havoc for running backs when they get to that second level. And that's what Sean Payton's looking for. Hell of an offensive line. And we open up the passing situation so we're not... I mean, Russell's not going to go deep frequently, but there's going to be opportunities in this offense for big plays, not all the time, but they're going to set them up that way.
Well, you have to be able to make that a threat. You know, when it's, you know, you've run it twice, couple downs, and now it's third and eight, and you got to pick up a long first down. You have to have that threat that a guy can stretch the field if he needs to.
Yeah, that's what you want. But it sounds like, I mean, now that the Browns thing has cooled off, or obviously they're going to go with their guy, it sounds like he's going to be here. And you're right, you can't trade KJ. Don't you think that it's going to be Sutton? They're going to trade and try to get more third-round picks. Maybe work up a package deal there. But Judy's the only guy valuable. You're not trading Patrick Surtain. You're not going to say, hey, Vance Joseph, I know you got screwed over when you were the head coach of the Broncos and they couldn't find you a quarterback. Well, now you're a coordinator. We're going to take your best player away. They're not going to do that. It's Patrick Surtain, and I know there is some people out there saying, you know, having a lockdown corner is a luxury. It's not a necessity. I saw Champ Bailey win games for the Broncos. I mean, I saw what he did against the Patriots in a playoff game years ago when he took it almost to the house, 99 yards. That guy can, a corner can change a game, and they can do it consistently. If you cut off half of the field, that's not a luxury to me. That is a necessity. If I got a guy that can take your number one out of the game, and he's only going to get better. So no, the idea of him being gone, Justin Simmons, he's a good player for Denver, maybe a great player, but the value is probably not high there either. You're not going to get a first round pick for him, I don't think.
Where the safety market's at.
Yeah, but
you know, is a team going to pay for a Simmons like that?
I don't think so. A pass rusher makes more sense. Here's what, when you look at the NFL, the valuable players, it's quarterback, obviously, left tackle, and a guy that can get to the quarterback. And it all revolves around the quarterback too. I need a quarterback, I need to protect that quarterback, and I need to get after that quarterback. Those are the top three things. That's why Miami, and of course they had the extra pick, more willing to trade a first round for, or what did they trade for? It was San Francisco's, right?
Yep.
They're more willing to do that because that's one of the coveted positions in the NFL. Corner, safety, those are good, but they're not in your top three where you're going to overspend a little bit. You will overspend. The Broncos probably, financially wise, they probably overspent on McGlinchey. They did.
I was going to say, because right tackle for most teams, that's not your blind side.
No.
For a team like Miami, that is the blind side.
So right.
They would value a right tackle more than any other team would.
But with the Broncos, their number one goal is not necessarily to protect Russ. It's to, and he was the most, wasn't he the most sacked quarterback last year? But it's to run. That's what they're going to do. It's going to be run the ball. And they will, it's not like Russ isn't going to throw it 20 times a game. He probably will. But it's just going to be calculated. It's going to be a lot different than what we saw last year. With Russ starting in that shotgun position, it's going to be a lot more under center. It's going to be a lot more turnaround and hand the ball off. Not hand the ball off to the right side of you or left side of you in shotgun. It's going to be downhill offense. And that's why they're with their situation with getting the right tackle makes sense. Plus, I think they believe that they can get Garrett Bowles back to where he was about 2 years ago when he got that contract. That's going to be a big one, too. I mean, you're looking at the offensive line, and yeah, they got some great additions, two great additions, but a lot of it does come back to Garrett Bowles. Hopefully he can be good enough, because otherwise, yeah, you're gonna struggle again. It's all about the offensive line for Sean Payton. It's always been about that. It's what he did when he was with the Saints. It starts with the offensive line, run the ball like crazy, and away we go. Dixon says, Chiefs haven't had anything close to a lockdown corner for the last 7 years.
You also had one of the best offenses.
Well, yeah, you got Patrick Mahomes, man. You don't need a lot of greatness if
Who do they
Mahomes.
Have on their front line? Chris Jones.
Yeah.
They have a gets after
elite
the quarterback.
Pass rushers, elite quarterback, and did have kind of an elite-type offensive line, right? Got better. Big names.
For 2021, yeah.
Yeah. So they had a couple of the top things that you're after. Teams want a quarterback, they want to protect the quarterback, and they want to get after the quarterback. But I still think a corner changes the game. Patrick Surtain is an extremely important player. Like, there's still a lot of people that are miffed that the Broncos traded Clinton Portis for Champ Bailey because a running back can control the game a lot more than a corner.
It limits your weaknesses on defense. Rather than two corners... All right, we got this one good. Let's make sure we focus on that side of the field.
Yep.
If we have to rotate our safeties
bracket
over there.
Bracket guys over here with our safeties. I've always said this on defense. If you give me two stud corners and two stud pass rushers, and I know that's a lot to ask, but I can be mediocre in everything else. Because if you give me time to get to the quarterback and create havoc, then I can do a lot of fun things on the defensive side of the ball. And the Broncos, who knows if they have that. You know, when you look at Randy Gregory, can he stay healthy? Can he be an elite pass rusher? That's going to be certainly a big question for Denver going forward here. Because I like, obviously, we love what Patrick Surtain's doing. The cornerback position has questions. Deciding to move on from Darby was interesting, but probably a necessary move. Guy can't stay healthy. And then you look at, okay, who can Damari Mathis step up? Can he grow into being a really good cornerback? On the defense for this team, you know, looking at their pass rushers, it's going to be Randy Gregory and then, you know, what, Baron Browning? Nick Benito, can he? He was so good in college. That felt like a nice draft pick last year, but he obviously barely played last season. So there's going to be question marks there. I don't know that they're certainly not elite. Randy Gregory can maybe get there. How many games did Surtain make a difference in last year? Well, I mean, they were so bad. he locked down one side of the field, or he locked down a stud receiver for the most part, but they didn't have an offense. He made a huge difference last year. He's barely throw the ball barely went his way. But the Broncos were bad. And I know, Dixon, this goes back to your Von Miller thing, because I said, hey, Von Miller, it was worth it. The contract made sense at the time. He impacted the playoffs. Without his performance, you're probably not winning the Super Bowl. So you have to have, but you still can't be a crappy team. You had Peyton Manning as your quarterback, who maybe wasn't at his best that year, but in the playoffs, his mind was controlling everything, and the audibles, everything, the run game was working. But you can't be so bad on offense. And again, teams aren't throwing against them all the time. You know, when the Broncos were struggling in games, teams are running the ball. They're trying to run the clock down, whittle you down in that way. So it's harder for a corner to impact the game. But if you have a good offense, if you run the ball and you move down the field and you get in field goal range and get some points, then suddenly your defense feels a little bit more loose. You can pin your ears back a little bit more. Your corners can take some chances. But Surtain didn't have that opportunity last season. Teams aren't chucking the ball down the field when you got a lead. 50 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We got a lot to get to still. I want to kind of reboot this transfer portal stuff as we had some interesting news today. We'll get to that. We'll talk about the Nuggets a little bit more as well. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
There's a new Ed in town. Hear the blue and gold spring football game on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
How many words of this song do you know? Because you're singing it. Do you know those? I don't know the words.
No, I have the lyrics on the screen.
Did you ever see the Adam Sandler skit, Saturday Night Live, when he did this?
I don't think so.
It's gold, man. Come back. Go check that out. It's fantastic. Great thing over the week, too. Andrew Alirez has been getting a lot of press on Gel. He was presented with the key to the city of Greeley by Mayor John Gates.
He's a superhero.
He sure is, man. And he's staying here. He ain't going anywhere.
We need to make like a comic book of Andrew Alirez as Greeley's superhero.
Dude, he is. He's a cool guy, man. He's a good dude. Great conversation with him the other day.
I'll tell you the impact he had. Like, my dad called me yesterday and like, hey, I saw this wrestler from UNC. Did you guys get him on the show? I was like, oh, yeah. We were like the first people to do that.
Yeah.
And like, he was awesome.
Now he's all over the place, man. I mean, this is big time stuff here. That's great for UNC. in a very tough day today. Today's been a tough day. Dalton Kincaid, those of you that are just joining us, who was the best player statistically for the Bears last year, has entered the transfer portal. And from what I hear, he's
second
going...
Second in big sky scoring?
Yeah. Snubbed.
He was the scoring leader.
Yeah. And what I hear is he's thinking CU might not be a bad idea. And he's good enough to start. He is. I mean, that kind of shooting ability, that ability, you know how hard it is to run down the floor and just pull up at three? Like Porter does that a lot. Dalton has that ability. That's tough to do. As a moving target, essentially. And he has that ability. He's a big playmaker, and you pair him with Tristan Da Silva and KJ Simpson, like those players. So it's a tough day, man. I don't know how do you do it? If you're Steve Smiley, what do you do here?
You gotta recruit your tail off and then just
You
almost have to recruit 24/7 this point.
You gotta find diamonds in the rough. But as soon as those guys become diamonds,
you can't shine them up too much.
No, that's going to be something that's interesting too, to see how coaches handle players. Now, they don't want them to score 30 and get on national news. I mean, it's the same thing with coaches that we worry about. You don't want to be too good. Like if Jeff Linder had taken Wyoming back to the big dance this year, 2 years in a row, he'd be gone, right? It's like I remember talking about Isaiah at the beginning of the season with Chris Abshire and Kevin Lytle, guys of the Colorado one. And I remember Chris was like, for Isaiah Stevens, you almost want them to win like 15, 18 games. They get to the Mountain West tournament. They win around maybe a second. And then that's it. And then Isaiah's hungry for more. Because you don't want to be too good where it's like, we won again, and we're going dancing. And then you go, Isaiah,
you
it's like,
leave
I've done everything.
Just enough room to say, hey, we could win a conference title next year.
I don't know how you fix it. Now, do you think that most of these transfer situations we're looking at today, the local guys, is it NIL driven?
I think it's certainly possible. You know, like I've said, every situation is different for these athletes, but you can probably assume, yeah, a lot of NIL deals under the table are being talked about other than just, hey, this is an opportunity for you to play at a higher school.
Which isn't supposed to happen, but...
Right.
What are they going to do, lock
who's
them in jail?
Monitoring this?
Like,
who's monitoring
you know how
this?
Easy it is? You know how easy it is to, if you know, like Dalton Kincaid's mom is on Twitter. A business owner couldn't message her and say, hey, I have it on good authority that if he comes to see you, you know, there might be some NIL money there. Or they probably don't message it, but there's ways. There's absolutely ways. I feel like it's going to get worse before it gets better. We'll see if there's any reform coming, because now you start getting coaches talking, and that's when maybe something happens. I don't know. Final hour of the whole show coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.